Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. May I please speak with Simon Hernandez?
You have the wrong number.
Okay, but maybe you can help us out. We're conducting a survey about the upcoming elections for president, Congress, and other offices. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, thank you for taking the call. First of all, are you registered to vote in South of Texas?
I am.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay. And can you please tell us in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
90?
Yes.
1990?
Okay, thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And thinking about the election in November, if the election for a state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling. 50 is neutral, but you can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling, okay? If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, just let me know. The first one, Morgan Lamantia. Do you recognize the name? Morgan Lamantia?
I do not. No opinion.
Okay. And Adam Hinojosa from 0 to 100. How old you rate him?
15.
Okay. Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
Maybe 75.
75. Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Ted Cruz from 0 to 100. Ted Cruz.
Oh, Ted Cruz, zero.
Zero. And the last one, Greg Abbott.
Oh, zero.
Zero, okay. And will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor? You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would disapprove.
Okay. And will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator?
Disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat, sorry?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidate were Democrat Colin Aldred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
The Democrat.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidate were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Republican. Democrat.
Okay, Roland Gutierrez. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom will you vote?
Democrat.
And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Democrat.
Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislator. For each one, please indicate how high a priority that issue should be. A high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislator. Just five issues. The first issue, supporting reproductive health care choices for women. Do you think that issue should be a high priority, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
The next one, ensuring access to affordable, quality healthcare.
High priority.
Supporting public schools.
High priority.
securing the border.
High priority.
And the last one, supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High priority.
Okay, lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your time. Thinking again about the election this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislator after each. Just tell me if you will be more likely to vote for this kind of candidate or less likely. The first candidate, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies. Will you be more likely or less likely to vote for that candidate?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more. The next one, a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Much more likely?
Opposed?
No. They opposed to support it? No, a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community.
I was more strongly likely, support.
Or more much likely. More likely? Okay. And the last three? A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. More likely or less likely to vote for that candidate?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Somewhat more.
The last two. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
More likely. Highly more likely.
Much more, okay? And the last one, a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
No.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for that kind of candidate?
Much less likely.
Much less. And the last few questions, do you use WhatsApp, the application, WhatsApp?
I do not.
Okay. And finally, the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
A Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I'm not very strong.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
Last fiscal year?
The last year of schooling, like 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, or?
12.
Okay, thank you.
High school.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, but this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.